Manu Patra alerts dated the 5th of March 2019. Supreme Court has commuted to life term the death penalty awarded to a man for murdering a child, saying he wanted to reform himself and poems written by him in jail indicate that he realized his mistake. Supreme Court has issued some directives for rehabilitation of those who are cured of mental illness but still languishing in asylums due to unwillingness of their families to take them back. Supreme Court has dismissed petition challenging appointment of Lieutenant General Dalbir Singh Suhag as commander and observed that appointment to post of commander was by selection but given sensitive role attached to post, it would not be wise for authority to remain oblivious to seniority of officers. Supreme Court has found no grounds to recall its judgment rejecting the plea seeking reinvestigation into alleged larger conspiracy leading to the assassination of Mahatma Gandhi. Supreme Court has stayed Haryana government's decision of amending Punjab Land Preservation Act, LPA, which allows construction in sections of ecologically sensitive Aravallis and asks not to enact the law that opens thousands of acres for construction purpose in Aribali forests. Bombay High Court has issued some important directives to deal with issue of foreign nationals who are found to be overstaying or who are found without proper valid travel documents like passport visa. Delhi High Court has said that a person can't claim a right to a sibling's self-acquired property while evicting a woman from her brother's South Delhi home. Delhi High Court has agreed to quash a complaint against a couple who had employed a minor for household work and directed them to plant 100 trees and pay 1.5 lakh rupees to the victim. Delhi High Court has directed Facebook to remove a video containing allegations against Yoga Guru Baba Ramdev from its platform. Bombay High Court has rejected a petition filed by a 24-year-old woman seeking permission to terminate her 28-week pregnancy, following report of Medical Board of JJ Hospital which submitted that condition of fetus does not fulfill the criterion of substantial risk. Gujarat High Court has directed state government to pay 2,500 rupees to a woman who was arrested after sunset for breach of law that stipulates no such arrest can be made at night without sanction of a judicial magistrate. Madras High Court has granted liberty to a man who was convicted and sentenced to 1 month of imprisonment for swindling public money from a cooperative bank as he was found to be HIV positive and was at the fag end of his life. Madras High Court has ordered release of properties belonging to the wife and daughter of former AIADMK Minister K. Ponnusamy, confiscated in connection with a disproportionate assets case against him in 2000. Madras High Court has transferred the investigation into the Fake University Grants Commission, UGC, office scam to CBCID. Madras High Court has dismissed plea challenging the state government's decision to dole out 2,000 rupees to below poverty line, BPL, families till the completion of Lok Sabha elections. Madras High Court has refused to grant interim relief to Vedanta's Sterlite Copper Unit, which has been shut for 9 months now. Kerala High Court has observed that a liberal approach needs to be adopted while dealing with divorce applications based on mutual consent. Guwahati High Court has granted interim anticipatory bail to Pabri Banerjee, assistant professor at Icon College, accused of posting a controversial comment about Pulwama terror attack in her Facebook page. Allahabad High Court has disposed of a ratio matopil that it had instituted after violent protests caused injuries to many staff members of Lucknow University on the 4th of July, 2018, by issuing temporary guidelines to all state-aided universities. President Ramnath Kovind has given his assent to an ordinance that allows voluntary use of Aadhaar's ID proof for obtaining mobile SIM cards and opening bank accounts. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has directed the bank to defreeze the account of one Manika Sarkar, in which her monthly pension was credited, and observe that pension is meant for survival of pension holder, which can't be attached or withheld by anyone. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, has directed Mumbai-based Lodha Crown Bulmit Private Limited to pay 2.52 crores rupees with interest at the rate of 9% to homebuyer couple who was not delivered a 60th floor flat as promised.